This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, just Snoop Booty.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Obviously, huge news with Hulk Hogan. We're going to get into that. Maybe take some calls on the Hulkster. Right now, though, I want to stick to football. The one and only David Aldridge joining us now from The Athletic. DA, how do you do? Thank you for making time, sir.
Of course. Y'all got air conditioning, so
you're in a good spot, right?
We love it.
Von Miller just spoke, and he was wildly impressive.
Yeah, he's
and
good.
Cool and funny. What were your biggest takeaways there?
I mean, you know, he's like a vet that's been around and seen everything. He's got a ring. You know what I mean? Like, you could just kind of tell a dude is not going. I mean, you can be happy to be here, but not be like, wow, this is the greatest experience of my life. No, this is his next stop on the way to Canton. Whether it's his last one or not, I don't know. But, you know, like, but obviously he's got the kind of, and I say this, I don't mean this in a bad way, the stupid confidence that great players have.
Yep.
That are just like, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. I'll be able to do it and do it at a high level. And I think that's good for young guys to have. Bobby has it in a different way. Bobby doesn't put it out there, but he plays like it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Von says it and plays like it, you know. And you need different guys in your locker room. So I think this is a good thing.
When you look at them bringing people like a Bobby Wagner, now a Von Miller, as I stated a couple of days ago, them being around him 1 year is way better than having a coach tell you something.
Absolutely. You know this, B. Yeah. Like, your peers are going to be the ones you listen to, not a coach. As good as Coach Gibbs was about everything, it was the guys in that locker room stepping to the other guys in the locker room that made that thing work. And it's the same here. And having young guys, you just think about the young guys on the defensive side of the ball now being able to pick the brains of Bobby Wagner and Von Miller about stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, that's worth its weight. Like, Mike Sammerstiel is going to get a grad-level education this year. You know, I was talking to Coleman this morning about what it's like playing next to Laramie Tunsil. He said, that guy was my idol when I was growing up. I wanted to be him.
It's crazy.
Wow. You know what I mean? And so now you're like, so all of this stuff, when they talk about they want to bring certain types of guys in here, you can see it's going to be certain. It's not going to be maybe the flashiest guy, but it's going to be the guy that has the most gravitas, I think, in the locker room.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend David Aldridge here, joining us in the tent. You can follow David Aldridge at David Aldridge DC. Read all of his work in The Athletic. It wasn't lost on me that Von started his presser by saying, you don't leave Josh Allen to go just anywhere.
Right.
And then later in his comments when he was talking about why he picked his number, he's like, well, I used to wear five, but five's obviously taken. It's crazy what Jaden has done to elevate this organization.
It's unbelievable. It just keeps the ripple effect keeps going. It never stops, right? Like, why did Cliff Kingsbury come here? Why did Cliff Kingsbury stay here?
Sure.
you know what I mean? Like, why does Von Miller come here? Why did Bobby, you know, over and over again. I go back. We've talked about this, I think, before, JP. When Sam Cosmi signs his extension last year, and this was during about this time last year where he signed his extension, and he said, I signed this extension because I want to block for number five for the next 10 years.
Right.
That was an eye-opener to me because offensive linemen don't usually get all warm and fuzzy about stuff like that. For him to say, that's the guy I want to rock with, that showed me a lot about the impact that Jaden had before he took a snap in the NFL. And certainly after his year last year, you can see guys are like, yeah, I want to be around this guy and help this guy get as far as he can in this league.
And how impressed have you been with Jaden? Like, we get to talk to him weekly. We get to be around him a lot. You kind of have those casual conversations in the locker room with him. He's always picking your brain about basketball stuff. He has just maintained the same cool calmness all the time. It's really pretty incredible.
He hasn't changed at all in the year that we've been able to see him a little bit. And that's a good sign. That's a good sign because you want your quarterback to be the same all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you remember Joe Montana. He ain't never get rattled. You know what I mean? He was the same, up 40, down 40. Never got rattled. And that's what you want your quarterback to be. And it doesn't seem like Jaden gets rattled very easily or for very long when he does, if he does. So that's a great sign for this team. And it goes back to what we were talking about before, just guys wanting to make sure that they help him become the best quarterback he can be because you know his potential is off the charts.
I think the thing, when you look at him, it, just his whole mindset – is something different than most people. And when you see that, you understand that guy is special because everyone talks about sophomore slumps. I'm not thinking about that for one bit.
No.
You know, C.J. Stroud, they claim he had a sophomore slump. Both of his top receivers were gone.
Right.
He ended up back in the playoffs.
Right,
won a game.
Exactly. Played
That's not a
good.
Slump
no,
to me.
Exactly.
You know? So
exactly.
I just think Jaden is a different dude compared to most we've seen.
He's especially for a young quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, they get all the attention, all the hype, all the commercials, all the social media, everything. Everything. They were talking, somebody was talking to me about Sam Hartman blows up when they post something about him on social.
Yeah.
The fourth string quarterback.
Oh yeah. JP had some people tell him that they wanted the quarterback to
that
come.
Tell you this
and
story?
He was like, who? And they were like, the one with the hair.
Right.
And he was like, Jaden? They said, no, the other one.
Right, right.
Sam Hartman.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a heartthrob, dog.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So
might not score a touchdown for you, but he's a heartthrob.
But Jaden, you know, there's none of it. There's no commercials. There's just nothing that indicates that success went to his head or that he's compromising in any way in terms of trying to become even better next year or this coming year. So you just, like you said, he's different. He seems different in terms of how he approaches things, not even how he plays, which is different, but just his demeanor. And like, he's not tripping off of this, you know, which would be very hard for me, for 21-year-old David Aldridge. If I had this kind of success, I promise you I'd be reacting differently than Jaden Daniels is.
Dude, I mean, even when I was 24, I was an idiot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you could argue at 43, I'm an idiot.
I almost said it.
Right. Didn't need to be said.
He's a remarkable individual, and there is undeniably so much momentum out here, but there is kind of that elephant in the room with the Terry McLaurin situation.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm curious. I wonder what you think of my theory. The way DQ talked, I believe it was you that did a really good job of kind of clarifying what he said yesterday. Because the problem in the aggregation world is when Dan Quinn mentioned week one as a possibility for Cosmi, people take that and run.
Yeah.
And what DQ was really talking about was, we're going to wait till we figure out the roster move here.
Because
if we think he can go week three, then we're not going to put him on IR. Right.
Exactly.
But the thing that really stuck with me was Dan Quinn was like, yeah, about a month from now, we're going to have to really figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
Do you think that's kind of the timeline of when they start to actually worry about a Terry deal?
I would think if, you know, they play New England, was it August
8th?
8th. And then they play Baltimore the next week,
18th.
Right?
Yeah.
18th. I would say the Baltimore game.
No. Baltimore is the 23rd, right?
You know what? We've got it right here.
18th
Baltimore's
is
the 23rd.
What's the middle one? Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's 18th. The 18th. That's
my birthday. That'd be a good present if they signed Terry on that
that's
day.
That's the Monday nighter. Yeah. That's game two of the preseason.
That's the game
if
where,
you're
the, where the
play,
real guys are going to play the most is game two, right? They're not going to play at all in game three. So, yeah, to me, it's like that Cincinnati game is the one I would circle. If he's not in that week, I would start to be getting very worried about this, because I know he's been here. I know he's a vet. I know he worked with Jaden last year. I know they have chemistry. I know all of that. But Brian, I should give you a finder's fee, because I say this every time anybody asks me about the preseason. As Brian Mitchell says, the only way you can get ready to play football is to play football. There's no other way. Yep. There's no other way. And so at some point he's got to play football and be ready to go week one. And, yeah, he could miss the first game. I'd rather he didn't. But he really needs to play the second game, to me, to be ready to play week one.
Where do you think they are?
I mean, I don't know. They're both being very disciplined about not putting very many numbers out there.
Yeah.
But if you kind of read between the lines when you talk to people that are in this, like, it seems to me that the DK Metcalf is the line of demarcation here, where Terry's camp is like, he's better than DK Metcalf. He's been more consistent than DK Metcalf. He's better in the locker room than DK Metcalf. What are we talking about? He should get paid more than DK Metcalf. And I'm guessing, because the Commanders are incredibly disciplined, that the Commanders are saying, it's not our fault that Pittsburgh gave DK Metcalf that contract. We're not going to work off of that. That's not our parameter. Mm-hmm. And that's where the disconnect is. And they got to figure out, all right, are we going to keep sticking with this, or are we going to go to something else to get to a number that both sides could be comfortable with? And I think that's where they're at.
I think that age thing pissed him off a little bit. But
I think so, too.
When you hear about age and then you bring in veteran guys like Avon, we just talked about, and you see the impact they have on the team, a guy that's not as old as them, who's still impactful, who is a very positive influence on the team,
I hear this age
you should never say that.
I hear age all the time, whether it's with football team, basketball team, baseball team. It's always, well, the player's too old now for us to pay him. Well, when are you supposed to pay the player? You know what I mean?
You didn't want to pay him when he was young.
Right.
But he hadn't proven himself.
Right.
Then he proves himself nice to old.
Right, exactly.
My best 3 years in a row was after 30.
Right. So if you're in the – if a guy hasn't missed the game in 4 years,
position.
And just came off a 13-touchdown season, like, at what point is he supposed to get paid? You know, so The issue is too strong. The question I would have for the Commanders, if they would talk openly about this, is, all right, but you set this whole thing up to take advantage of these 2 years before you have to give Jaden the extension. We all understand that in 2 years you got to give him a massive extension.
Yeah.
We get it. So you have this money available for 2 years to take care of everybody you want to take care of before you pay Jaden. So why wouldn't you take advantage of it? Maybe pay Terry a little bit more in year one than you would like, but it doesn't matter because you've got the money. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You got the money this year to take a chance on a guy.
It all also, to me, seems so contradictory. If you make these moves to go get Debo and Tunsil, like if you decided just to really build this through the draft,
right,
and you're going to hit the ground running in year four for Jaden,
right,
because it's all homegrown, like, all right, but you veered from that.
You said, listen, we're winning now. We're going
right,
now.
Immediately.
Right.
We're going now.
The first year.
You realize, yo, this kid can play with anybody.
Yeah.
Let's build.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going to go that direction.
Yes.
How do you not have your – Debo's an incredible player.
Right.
But he's a different type of player.
Right.
He's not like a pure wideout.
Right.
Terry's your best wideout.
Right.
And I mean, we might talk ourselves into some cool camp stories here. But Terry has a proven ability to get over the top on NFL defenses, mm-hmm, and give you verticality.
Look,
and
yeah,
do you really not want to have that?
Well, okay, always that. Okay, what's the replacement cost?
Right.
Yeah.
Who can you go get that's as good as Terry McLaurin? I don't know that anybody's out there right now that you can get that's as good as Terry McLaurin. And so you're not going to replace him with someone as good. You're going to replace him with somebody that's not as good, which seems to your point, contradict the notion that, no, we're going to go all in now because we have a guy that good. So if we put if we improve at tackle and we go get the best left tackle in football to protect this guy, and we go get one of the top cover corners in the league to help the defense, you know, how do you not then continue that by taking care of your best wide receiver who has a great relationship with your quarterback? Like, I don't get it. To me, it's not my money. It's not my salary cap. And all I'm saying, again, because I don't know, If Terry is asking for Justin Jefferson money or Ja'Marr Chase money, he shouldn't get it. He's not as good as they are. Like, those are the two best receivers in the league. It's not close. But I don't think that's what they're asking for. I think they're saying he wants to be paid commensurate with the rest of the top receivers in the league. And I don't think that's an unreasonable request for a guy that's been as good as Terry McLaurin has been here his whole career. And is, again, maybe I wasn't at those three playoff games last year, but I saw him catch three touchdowns in three games and three playoff games on the road.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I didn't see anybody else do that.
How about the play in Detroit?
I'm saying.
Was anyone questioning his him losing speed at that age in Detroit?
You know, hey, bro, it happens. Like, you know, I got to tell him, my last game I ran a 100-yard touchdown. They say I lost a step.
Yeah, maybe you did. But like,
I had a step to lose.
Bobby, he had a step to lose. Like Bobby Wagner was saying the other day, I know where I'm going.
Exactly.
On the field. Yeah. So I can afford to lose a step because I know where I'm going, and a lot of the younger guys don't know yet.
Absolutely. Acknowledging the Terry stuff.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this team in the conversation they're keeping as far as real contender? Maybe not in that first tier of Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, yeah. Bills, but that next tier, Washington's firmly planted.
All depends on the defense. I just don't know. I'm not saying they can't be. I'm just saying I don't know. I have to see them do it. Like, they've invested a lot in the defensive line. We're bringing Kinlaw in here and some of the other guys they brought in there, and they brought Vaughn in. And they drafted high with Amos in the secondary. They went and got Will Harris to replace Chin. Like, they made some moves, so I'm not saying they're not going to work. I'm just saying I don't know because we haven't seen them play yet.
Yeah.
I have to see them on the field. I have to see
Him in some pads.
How they do against that Eagles offensive line. Like, for real.
100%.
Because you got boat raced the last time I saw you.
I know he said it wasn't really divisional oriented.
Yeah, it was.
You got to see them
because you got annihilated by Saquon Barkley when it counted. You know, you gave up 55 points to the Eagles last time.
Totally.
So that's the question. I don't know the answer to until I see them out in the field.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's pretty clear where they built. Now, you also build in the trenches to win games.
Sure.
Period.
Yes.
But especially when the Eagles are in your division.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And you got Dexter Lawrence in your division, and you got Parsons in your division.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
then they improved the offensive line.
Yeah, exactly.
So everything that our division is stacked with defensive linemen.
Monsters.
We went out and got that. Our division is stacked with offensive linemen.
Yeah.
We went and got defensive linemen.
Yeah.
They
do
what you're supposed to do. That's how you build a football team.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
DA, appreciate your time.
Of course,
man.
Guys.
Appreciate you,
Dave.
It looks like the stadium's going.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes. No, we wrote about it yesterday, and I was just listening to – at the same time Vaughn was in there, I was listening to Phil Mendelson's press conference, the chair of the city council. Certainly looks like they have a deal in place that certainly Mendelson thinks is better for the city, and they brought out their numbers to say it's – $950 million over 30 years. That's
additional
cash back to the district. Okay. So it sounds like they got the votes and is, I think, going to get passed. And, you know, it looks like that's where it's going to be.
Let's hope it stay right there.
Nobody
else say nothing else.
Yeah, you know, I think we're good.
I think we're good. I remember talking to you about that a while back.
Yeah.
And you were like, yes, you want it to get done, but you also want them to get the best deal they could.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe they've done that.
It certainly sounds like getting some tax revenues from parking, getting some tax revenues from some of the other places that weren't getting tax revenues to the city before. And they mentioned now, I was listening, but I wasn't able to ask a question. There is a line in this list of things that they're getting which says executive staff and sales staff will move to the District of Columbia. And I wanted to ask, when you say executive staff, who do you mean exactly? Like, who in the commander's offices are now going to be in the district that were either out here or in College Park before? And I don't know the answer to that. Hopefully, I'll try to find
that out. They do have a lot of people at the stadium now.
Yeah.
And I think since they're at the stadium, they could be at that stadium.
Right, but does that mean the team president goes there? And I don't know.
Because, like, when Leon was over there, Leon's office was there. A lot of the people selling the stuff in the stadium, they're all there too.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think it could be it.
I think the offices that are in College Park, because there's another batch of offices in College
Park,
I think eventually at least that portion will be downtown.
Right.
If not, If the stadium's downtown,
if you built this complex that's not just the stadium but all this office space and all this other stuff, I would think you'd move your people down there too.
DA, we got a boogie. Thank you for the time.
Appreciate Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It, man. All right, man.
That's our friend, the great, the Hall of Famer, David Aldridge. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Got to react to this Hulk Hogan news. Plus, we got a Frankie Lubu interview. Plenty coming your way. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Long play here. I'm gonna tell you a little story. When I was a kid, I did not stick with wrestling, but when I was a kid, I loved it. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
I loved wrestling. Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Harley Race.
Bro, when I was
the Junkyard Dog.
The JYD.
Andre the Giant.
I mean,
I go back there.
When Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant, I think in Madison Square Garden, was like a seminal moment in this country, you know? The moment for me, obviously Hulk Hogan has passed away. I am not going to pretend to be aware of all the things that transpired in Hulk's life over the last 20, 30 years. Seems like it got perhaps even out of control. But the Hulkster I remember as a child, dude, when he and Macho Man teamed up to make the Mega Powers. And then the Mega Powers exploded at WrestleMania, whatever WrestleMania that was, 9, 7,
You don't know 10. What you're talking about, brother.
Yeah, dude. like, I remember watching that. I was a Hulk Hogan mark, period. And it just, it meant to me as a child, so when I was a little kid, my parents split up, right? And I was obsessed with wrestling, and I was moving back and forth from D.C. to North Carolina and back. And, like, that was my peak wrestling days.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, you know, in hindsight, I don't know that anything was traumatic or anything, but you got a lot going on when you're 7 years old trying to process.
And you believe it then.
And when you could just lock into wrestling and not worry about, like, what school you're going to or where you live and who lives where and all these things. Like, wrestling was this incredible escape for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hulk Hogan was the dude. Like, I loved a lot of people. I loved Ultimate Warrior. I loved the Bushwhackers. Shout out the Bushwhackers. Mm-hmm. But Hulk Hogan was the dude, man.
He was. He was. And he was a good guy at first, and he came back and he was one of the bad dudes. Wrestling is a trip. You just keep watching. They will all be on the other side eventually. No matter what side they start on, they end up on the other side.
Right. And then I legitimately don't know what year it was, but I think Hulkster lived down in Tampa. And this was – I'm trying to figure out what – all right, so this was 2018, November of 2018. Skins are playing the Bucks, and Hulkster was on the sideline pregame. Mm-hmm. And I went over to him, and he had, like, a dude with him that looked like another kind of former wrestler, but I didn't recognize him. And at that point, I don't think all the crazy stuff had gone down in Hulkster's life.
Was hot.
It was hot, yeah.
That day when I was sweating through my everything?
You might have been, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? You know what day that was?
That was the game they won the game or they whatever. They messed up something by winning or losing something.
No, that was – we prior to last year, no S on this. Prior to last year, I had a running joke with Pete and Mitch that the last time the beat was fun was that Tampa game. It was week 10 in Tampa, November 11th. They beat the Bucks that day to go to 6-3. If you remember, that game was nuts. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, playing for the Bucks, had like 400 yards
passing. That's the game I'm talking about.
But five turnovers.
Yeah, that's the game I'm talking about. Yeah.
If you remember, Pete, the night before was a show. That night we stuck around.
It was normally a show.
We were staying at the Tampa Harborside Hotel. We had a bottle of wine. Pete didn't know how to open a bottle of wine. Like that, I remember standing as the players were loading the bus. Standing with Doc Walker, the Redskins won that game to get to 6-3, right? Mm-hmm. In that game, Alex Smith was just his super efficient self, 19-27 for a 178 and a touchdown. Meanwhile, Fitz, 29-41 for 406 with two picks. And it was just everything, the weather was perfect. And I remember standing next to Doc as the players are loading the bus, and he looks at me, he's like, "This is Southern California, man. This is perfect." And it was just – the weather was perfect. Everything was perfect. The next week, B, is when Alex broke his leg.
Yeah.
And all hell broke loose.
Back in
and then basically all hell broke loose for 5-6 seasons till Jaden showed up and DQ and Adam Peters and everybody else. I'll just never forget that moment, meeting Hulk Hogan on the sideline. Couldn't have been cooler. You watched him. Did you love him? I mean, he was such a theatrical person.
It's theatrical. I mean, I went through different phases in wrestling. I liked people for a moment. Then I stopped liking them. And then, you know, Hulk came. But he came back. He was, like, on the other side, like I said. I ain't never liked the guys on the rough side, the bad side.
Yeah, but by the time he did that, I feel like I was in high school. Like, I had checked
still,
out wrestling.
I mean, that's why but then again, I already had figured it out early that it was not real.
Right.
And then as it got a little older, then I was able to see what they were doing. That kind of threw me off of wrestling a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. I get it.
Then I heard people throwing wrestling parties, and I got a little trouble.
You love wrestling parties.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Landfill, I know there was a period of time where you loved the wrestling. What about Hulk Hogan for you?
I mean, I never really watched Hulk Hogan wrestling. He was kind of before my time.
Even when he went to NWO and all that stuff?
I was like four when that happened.
Damn
man, Phil, you're young.
I feel like a lot of people have a lot to say, and I don't mean to – I'm not trying to brush anything under the rug about whatever else happened in Hogan's life in the post-wrestling world. I know there was a lot. I just am not that aware of it, and frankly, at this point, don't care to learn about it. But if folks want to chime in on Hulk Hogan, this dude was a legitimate – cultural icon. I remember him. What Rocky movie was that? Where is he's Thunderlips at the beginning of the Rocky movie? He's just beating Rocky's ass. Was that Rocky II? Rocky III? I think it was Rocky III because that's when he ends up fighting Mr. T. I think that's Rocky III. And then one of the dumbest movies ever, but I was so excited to see it. Did you ever see No Holds Barred when Hulkster tried to become like a legit movie star, and it was Hulk Hogan against the dude that eventually played Debo, like for Friday.
Oh, Tiny?
Yeah, I don't know his real name. And then I guess Hulk Hogan also had like a TV show for a while. Do you remember that? Like Tropic Cannon or something? I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I did not watch that. But if there are folks that want to chime in, we'll take a couple calls on this. Is that call sheet up to date, Landini? Is that Mark in Rockville? Okay. 800-636-1067. I know a bunch of people have posted online. I got a couple texts. My boy Mike Miller just texted me, RIP Hulk. CK texted me. Hulk Hogan was an icon. One of the most weird radio things of all time is that, like, the two big bosses for a long period in the D.C. area sports radio were CJ and CK.
Yeah.
But both of them texted me about Hulk Hogan, dude. I imagine Drab's very upset as the resident.
Well, I don't know. Fan. He might have been too big for Drab to really like him.
Drab's a wild dude. Hulk Hogan. And think about the last couple days, B. Theo Huxtable, Ozzy Osbourne, and then Hulk Hogan in three consecutive days, I believe. Like,
yeah.
Of my childhood, dude, honestly, the dude I was probably least into was Ozzy. I was just never a metal guy, but I understand his.
I knew importance. He was. Right. I saw him more on the show, but my buddy just asked me. He just spelled your name, JP. Findley.
I've seen it.
Ali, the man name is Finlay. Get it right.
Dude, I don't get mad at that. The only time I still get a little frustrated.
I do, because people that know me, hear your name, see your name. And you got to spell it right.
Sure.
So if I say his name is O-L-I or O-L-L-I-E, his name Ali, I call him Ali. You know what I mean?
Right.
Come on.
All right. I at least just wanted to seriously acknowledge Hulk Hogan. Jose is in Ashburn. Jose.
What's up, Jose?
What's the Hulkster mean for you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? No, like growing up, I remember, you know, my family, my grandma got me into wrestling, my uncles got me into wrestling, and then seeing the, growing up in the 80s, seeing rock and roll and wrestling all together, I mean, that was a big impact. MTV made its debut and all that. I mean, it was huge for wrestling and for the cultures in the 80s. Then later watching him wrestle. At the MCI Center, that was awesome. But
really?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty sad. It was pretty sad to hear how it went down. But
what happened? Did he have a heart attack
performer.
Or something? I don't even know.
I read somewhere that Jimmy Hart, his manager, old manager, was saying that he couldn't speak anymore. So it could have been a stroke. It could have been an aneurysm. Oh. Who knows? But I mean, it's either way, it still kind of bums you out.
Yeah, definitely a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, dude. Thank you, Jose.
Thanks.
The show was Thunder in Paradise, and it was Hulkster driving like a boat with babes, for lack of a better word.
Well, that's what you get to suspect.
All right, let's go to Jonesy in D.C. We'll take another Hulkster call here. What's up, Jonesy?
What's going on, JP? B. Mitch, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Look, man, this is a hard drop for you, man. I come up out of the times where there was Bobby Backlund wrestling, and you had Mr. USA Tony Atlas. That was my guy.
Yep.
And Tony Atlas went up against Hulk Hogan when he was a bad guy then, before he becomes the good guy to promote wrestling and get it to where it is today. But, man, it's a real hard dropper, and, man, he will be missed. And, you know, wrestling wouldn't be where it is today without him and where Vince McMahon took it, you know, from his father, because he took a lot of backlash from his own father, too. He said, if I let you run this company, Vince, you're running into the ground. Well, he turned into a big hype circus.
He damn near ran into the ground.
He almost did both.
His kids are bringing it back, but he damn near ran into the ground. Then he did some other stuff, too.
Yeah.
He beat the government, though. He beat the government, though, B-Mitch. He really is. Went up against the government and won.
As I say about that, keep watching that story, because if you beat them, they're going to come back and get you another way. I'm just saying.
Thanks, thanks for the call, Jonesy.
Hi, Jonesy.
Quick break here. We'll leave these phone lines open if you want to weigh in on Hulk Hogan. 1 o'clock, you'll hear from Frankie Louvu. Peter Rosenberg joins us at 1:30. Phone number 800-636-1067. The Fan. Been a busy day for us, man. You got to hear from Von Miller, got to hear from David Aldridge. Coming up at 1 o'clock, get to hear from Frankie Louvu. B, I wanted to circle back on this Jets situation. So,
wait, Justin Fields?
Yeah, so these NFL PR staffs kind of ask if there's an injury in training camp that reporters hold off on reporting it until the end of practice.
Mm-hmm.
That did not happen with the Jets, and so earlier this morning, Justin Fields got carted off the field.
And which seemed to be a lower leg injury.
Sure.
Heard that a few times.
And, Doug, it went crazy. People are like, oh, the Jets are cursed. Justin Fields is cooked. Now, as the day has gone on, it seems like it is a dislocated toe, not a broken toe. Doesn't mean it's not a real injury, but a dislocated toe in July, in late July, does not doom an organization. You know what I mean?
Nah. But
it could be a factor.
You have to allow that toe to heal. So if he's out there practicing, possibly get stepped on or whatever. Did he get hit?
I think he got stepped on.
Oh, wow.
Who is the backup for the Jets? I want to say is Tyrod with the Jets? Tyrod Taylor is your backup there. You know, the Justin Fields thing is just can't ever seem to go right for that dude. Even last year, I thought he was playing pretty well, and they benched him to go to Russ. He's not the best passer, but to me, he has guts, and he makes winning plays.
Yeah, he needs to get in the right situation.
Do you think the Jets are it?
I'm just saying, whatever the coach is, you got to have a better coach, because he threw the damn ball in college.
Yeah, I mean, as an NFL passer at this point, he's completed about 61% of his passes. Last year at Pittsburgh was by far his most accurate situation. He completed almost 66% of his passes. I mean, we've talked about it. In the modern NFL, though, those numbers are creeping up to like 70 to be good. Not a ton of picks. Obviously, the running ability is pretty significant. In his career, he's 14-30 as a starter, but those Bears teams were god-awful. Yeah, is that his fault? I don't know. The Fields thing just seems like it never really works out.
Seemed like Pickens got hurt, too, today. I don't know. Was it something serious?
George?
He went down
in
Dallas.
So I did a hit with Jenkins Show this morning, the BetMGM channel. And most of it was Jenks and his co-host is a woman named Chelsea. And most of the hit was about the Commanders. And then at the end, Jenkins was like, JP, you've covered the NFL for a long time. Do you know what Jerry's doing? And I was like, honestly, I don't. Like, it almost seems like he's intentionally pissing his own.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Players off. Like some of his comments with Parsons and Dak.
Jerry has always been this elitist to me, where he thinks he can just say whatever the hell he wants to be on his team.
Right.
And I think that's a problem. Like, you know, a lot of times them guys, somebody's going to have to just stand up to him. And the thing of it, he basically is telling Parsons, everybody that thinks he's coming here, he ain't letting him come here. I can let you know that right now. And if that were to happen, it'd be 4 years from now. Because Parsons has how many years left on this deal? One or two?
Two.
Well, it'll be 5 years from now. Because he'll play the two out, then he'll have him on 2 years of franchise, and then he'll be available to go somewhere.
Correct me. Correction. 1 year left. All right, so he's got the rookie option.
3 years, and in the fourth year, he could possibly come here.
Part of me thinks, and I don't want to sound like ageist, right? But I think Jerry, for a long time, had this, like, real charisma about him where he was like I'm not comparing the situation because these are people you're friends with, right? But you and I will bust somebody's balls a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they also know we're friends, and then at the end of it you kind of like, you're like, man, I'm just messing with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think Jerry had that ability to really like kind of push, but then be charismatic and make sure you understood you were all good and everything was moving forward.
Yeah, but
he's lost his fastball.
I think he did that with a different era of player as well. These players, they don't understand that. They get too sensitive, dog. A lot of the youngins today sensitive as hell.
Yeah,
they them sensitive thugs, dog. Sensitive thugs.
What do you call them? Studio gangsters.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's interesting how Dallas is going about their business. It doesn't seem like the smartest route to me.
If I'm signing anyone, Micah might have been before Lamb or whoever. Yeah, probably the rules didn't stipulate it. But I'm not signing those guys before him. That dude is a complete game changer.
Yeah.
He may be the best player on their damn team.
One other thing I wanted to ask you, just as we're kind of going around the NFL. I heard there's like an internet rumor that I find pretty hard to believe, just knowing the structure of NFL contracts, that I don't know where this is coming from because I certainly haven't heard him say it, but there is this conversation that Shedeur Sanders got a prime equity clause in his rookie deal that he gets like money against jersey sales and commissions.
I saw that.
That seems completely
but
bogus.
What's the prime equity? What does the prime have to do with it? Is it his dad? Or is it the fact that Shedeur has a hell of a following now?
Yeah, but like
Shedeur has a following. Travis Hunter? Their following is huge.
That is certainly true, right? But this it appears to have started from some dude named Royal Figures on Twitter that has just it. The best I can tell is that this is just made up.
Could be.
I don't know. Like
I saw it. So,
but dude, doesn't the NFLPA own jersey licensing and the money gets divided up? Like, isn't that why LeVar Arrington never signed his NFLPA deal?
Yeah, but there are some contracts like that where guys don't sign stuff and then they get a different deal. So
I don't buy this at all. So if you're seeing the prime equity stuff, maybe it's accurate. I'm not so sure. I also heard Colin Cowherd talking about this rumor that the Browns are trying to go all in to get Nick Saban and Arch Manning next year.
Oh, my Lord.
Which do you believe more, the prime equity clause or Nick Saban and Arch Manning?
I can believe that, but they must look at the fact that Nick Saban wasn't very good when he was at the pro level.
So
when you are a coach in college and you have that control over people, you can do some things. That's not going to work in the pros.
So Nick Saban as a head coach, it was only 2 years, and he was two games under 500. He was 9-7 the first year, and then where they really messed up, if I remember right, and I'd have to really look this up, I think Drew Brees wanted to sign with them, and he didn't want him.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees signed with the Saints.
Yep.
That'll do it.
Yep. He didn't want Drew Brees, so I tell you enough. But Drew Brees was coming off of major surgery.
Right. All right, when we return, you'll hear from Commanders All-Pro linebacker Frankie Lubu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.